Welcome to the Cody Brown Show. I am your via host, Cody Brown. Let's talk. I'm ready to talk to you about personal development. And I want you to utilize the message feature that is on Anchor. And I want to hear your feedback on this pre-recording, reflecting about personal development. Let's talk. Also, you can message questions. If you want to go into more in depth, email thecodybrownshow@gmail.com. That is CODYBRWN, show all one word. Also, if you have an Instagram account, for those of you who use Instagram as a social media platform, search Cody Brown Show, all one word. Follow for the latest updates, projects, and events. Moving forward, if you are looking to sponsor the Cody Brown Show, email thecodybrownshow@gmail.com in the subject line. Put sponsor. If you are looking for sponsorship in the subject line, put sponsorship. 2021, you guys. Now, mind you, I'm just going to throw this out in the air before I start reflecting on personal development. Happy New Year. That should be the resolution for the world. Happy New Year. Maintaining the subject. Happy New Year. And the reason why I say so is because, you know, to each his own. This is a no judgment community. We keep everything at an open mind, giving everyone the opportunity to express and to stand tall on your belief system, okay? But when you have not reached a level of revenue that is coming in, where you don't have to put in so much hours, but it is overflowing, and it's called passive income. When you are not at that level, mind you, I do encourage, self-gratification. I encourage for everyone to have their own style of how you like to relax, how you like to enjoy yourself. But when it comes into, because I don't want to contradict myself, because I am far from not perfect. But if you have not even experienced a passive income that you created, I don't condone. And let me say this. I didn't have this mind frame overnight. There was a process, a learning from good errors and from bad errors. Bad errors that were good, bad errors, and bad errors that were not good, bad errors. But there comes a point where there's no more excuses. And I truly hope that you, whom are an aspiring entrepreneur, you are stepping out into entrepreneurship for yourself, for your vision and for your dreams. Because if you're going into this to meet the expectations of a people, you are going to, I'm just going to be honest with you, it is going to be unbearable. It's like being in a relationship. I'm not going to say a marriage because I'm not married. But being in a relationship that does not serve you. There is no balance. There is no peace. There is no harmony. It's just toxicity. No different from working for an employer. You obtain the skills, but yet you are not happy. Yes, you know, the saying, we have to survive. It's a requirement. But if that has been pounded in our minds, and you may not have experience, support, or a support system that says, no, keep your job, but follow, you know, one day at a time. Make every day count towards your entrepreneurship. Okay? Because I tell you, time does not stop. And I definitely know how it feels when people literally downplay and talk in the form of, oh, she's just a dreamer. She doesn't put no action. And this, those words alone are detrimental. It's like a venom from a snake bite, a rattlesnake. Right? It's no different from telling a child what they cannot do when you see that they can, but because you may have not been able to do as a child, what gives you the right to rob a child of their blessing? Now, I'm a true believer that actions are forgiven when one acknowledges with a sincere heart, whether if you're not sincere and have empathy for forgiveness, you still have to pay the price. And that, my dear, that my brother, my sister, my soul tribe, my possible business partners, my colleagues, my associations, you know, that's called karma. Now, moving forward, if you're now just tuning in to the Cody Brown Show, because you fast forward this pre-recording, I welcome you to the Cody Brown Show. I am your VA host, Cody Brown. So let's talk personal development. You know, you have to bear with me because sometimes I like to go left. So, personal development. Personal development can be a touchy subject for most people. And, you know, development can be accepted. Development, the expression of development is more accepted than when you say, no, your personal development needs modification. And most of the time, that's not acceptable. It's not accepted. You know, now personal, that's, you know, that's just too close up and personal. And, you know, the thought process can or could be the challenge in this case. Now, I only recommend for a small collective to tackle areas within self by identifying negative aspects and bad habits that you may practice. And the reason why I say only a few I recommend is because some people, this is the people that I'm talking to, whom have experience with, is it we, me, over? Over, me, we. Basically, you have created, not tough skin, but you have created a tough character, a tough value, a core value of integrity, to the point to where when a project doesn't go accordingly and it could lack leadership, you don't hold on to what didn't go right. You just continuously to move forward. And the reason why I say a small collective, because some of, you know, you entrepreneurs, you know, are still growing. It's still growing. And mind you, there's nothing wrong if you are an emotional individual. There's nothing wrong. That is not a bad trait. It's a wonderful trait to have. It's a beautiful trait to have. And I don't recommend you to let that go. But you have to learn to separate personal from business. Okay? So once you develop that personal development, you'll be able to develop that business, entrepreneurship skill set. So, moving forward. And also, the bad habits that, you know, we may practice. Understand, never underestimate the power of a misplaced individual. We as individuals are not required to meet the expectation of time from to pleasing a people, you know, feeling obligated. And I like to define obligations as weights, because weights are areas within our surroundings. Placing these weights, and if you want to, you know, get you invest in a journal, notebook, whatever, you know, I'm a very frugal person. I utilize the Dollar Tree, the 99 cent store, whatever, wherever you live in this world, and you're able to get paper, right? You know, some people are, you know, I believe quality over quantity, but, you know, if you're just literally getting all these fresh ideas out and you are identifying your personal challenges, okay, and these weights, you want to categorize them as people, places, or things. And understand when you're identifying these categories, those are just some examples. Make no room for excuses. If it comes to mind, another example, oversleeping, or, you know, not intaking water. What is, you identified the category. Now, what is the challenge? Okay, some people are going to go all the way back to childhood. Dig deep. And this is for inspiring and established entrepreneurs. For those of you who have located the Cody Brown Show, for those of you whom I've talked to, and you find the Cody Brown Show as a new home to be, and I welcome you, and I thank you so much for accepting my invite. And for the most part, I want to say this. Use what you have. For those of you who can feel stuck, because that's why it's really important to have a counselor or a psychiatrist, because they can help guide in those areas. And I'm actually going to have some links that can probably navigate you into some areas of getting those kind of services. I am a picky individual, depending on what it is. Now, when it comes to my mental state, I am waiting for there to be this opportunity where those who don't have disposable income or lack the proper insurance. Some people don't even know what a PPO is, okay? And they can't get the proper services because I'm not going to walk into a place that is merged with different other services where my good deeds can be evil spoken of. It's not happening. Moving forward, I encourage you aspiring entrepreneurs and established entrepreneurs, you know, for those of you who are establishing entrepreneurs, if you're in a place of, you know, feeling stuck and it's like you've tackled the beginning of your milestone and now it's a place of, okay, where is, you're trying to locate the crack, okay? Well, you're going to locate and you're going to not fill in, but what we're going to do is we are going to tear up and we're going to reground. We're going to make sure everything is balanced out. Okay? And then we are going to fill it back in with a solid foundation. So, if I lost you, inspiring entrepreneurs, what I'm speaking about and pertaining to using what you have access to, for instance, your cellular device has so much potential, but it's up to you to decide on what it is you want to bench. Do you want to bench on growing your entrepreneurship? Because, you know, I'm guilty as association sometimes, you know. I could be focusing on a project and then next you know it, I am geared somewhere else, right? But it all aligns itself. So I encourage everyone this year, embrace the unknown, embrace the new pattern of what you haven't experienced. Look at it as, you'll know if you have time open to just free flow, yes, but it's really good to still have a schedule. Now, I'm going to go back to personal development. You got to bear with me. I talk in incomplete sentences and I love it. There is no rules to podcasting. There is no rules to blogging. There is no rules to v-blogging. There is no rules when it comes to the Cody Brown Show and pertaining to creativity as self-individuality. And a lot of people miss out their potential because they're not given opportunity to be, you know. So, I thank you so much for tuning into the Cody Brown Show. This is a Let's Talk Personal Development. Don't forget to message, use the message feature. Also comment down below and subscribe so you can stay updated. As well, follow us on Instagram, and let's move forward. I am sending peace, joy, happiness, perseverance, determination, courage, and bravery. It's up to you to accept it. And don't forget, love is kind and love is gentle, and that is you.